It's time for the sports show for guys who know sports.
Texarkana's longest-running sports talk program.
Leaving the Yard with Chuck Zack on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9.
Tell you what, let's do a little radio something today. Why not? 5 o'clock, Chuck Zack coming at you live this afternoon here on The Fan and ESPN as we roll through the middle of the week. This has been the weirdest day for co-hosts.
Really? I'm weird?
No, not you. You're like the lifesaver. All right, so this is normally Razorback Billy Lavender's day.
Uh-huh.
So he reached out to me this week and said, going to be out of town Wednesday. How about Thursday? Okay. Can I flop with Dwight McCowan? Went, no problem. Got Dwight on the phone. He says, you bet, that's easy. Works fine. Mm-hmm. Kevin Carpenter is supposed to be Monday. Mm-hmm. Had a meeting. He couldn't do Monday. Tyler Huff popped to Monday. So everybody's been out of sorts. Mm-hmm. Tyler Monday, baseball game yesterday. McCowan today, Lavender tomorrow. So Chop Buchanan sitting here instead. Why do you think that is? Dwight McCowan had something he had to do today to drive the athletic director of Marshall around, apparently. And so he's gone today. Uh-huh. So who do I call? Kevin Carpenter, who missed Monday. Go, Kevin, Wednesday's open today. You want to hop in? He's out of town.
Wow. But I told you, break glass in case of emergency.
And I did.
Okay.
I broke some glass. Mm-hmm. I said some choice words. I broke some glass.
Mm-hmm.
Chop Buchanan in here.
You're lucky because I didn't get back to Monday.
Well, I would have done it by myself. No, I mean, it's not as nearly as fun.
No.
Just me talking to myself.
And then it gives him a chance to see you.
Who?
See you.
Who gives you a chance to see me?
I
thought you meant them a chance to see me. They see me plenty. Yeah. Last time I reached out to you, you were heading to...
Tucson. Yeah.
You had
Colorado.
Somebody in the military.
Colorado.
Yeah.
I'm going to Colorado. My nephew made Lieutenant Colonel.
Congratulations.
Oh, that was exciting.
I bet it was.
Yeah, Space Force. I went to Space Force headquarters in Colorado Springs.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
They give you a little pin?
They take pins away from you.
They took pins away from you?
You can't have no watches, no cell phones.
Really?
No.
Space Force, is that locked down?
Yes, it's a bunker inside of a bunker inside of a bunker.
The aliens come, we're ready.
It ain't nothing out there either, dude. There's nothing.
Nothing?
Mm-mm. All you got to see is a gate, and they got a BX and something else, and that's it.
So the aliens got no idea where we are.
Yeah, I bet the Russians do, and Chinese know, but.
Well, you just dashed all my dreams of Space Force.
But there's nothing out there.
Well, that's what you want. You want your bunker to be, you know, if your intelligence is there and your whole operation, you don't want... Like being in the middle of a city.
It's a 45-minute drive from his house to work every day.
You kid? Well, okay. I mean, that's not terrible.
Huh?
45? That's not a big deal.
Do it in the snow.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. I'm just like leaving from here and going to D cab and working.
Yeah, do it in the snow and ice.
No, I don't want to do that.
You know, 8 months out of the year.
All right. So, but, you know, they got trucks. They got four-wheel. You can't have a truck?
Well, he got a truck. I'm talking about as far as cleaning the roads out.
Oh, yeah. No, they don't clean the roads
out. Not where he's at, no.
Well, not out in the, you know, mm-hmm. Netherlands where the aliens are supposed to be.
Nope.
All right. Did you see any aliens?
No, but I'll tell you one experience I had. And I went, was at my nephew's house, and I went to the car to get something out of the trunk.
All right.
Raised the trunk up, and when I let the trunk down, there was a deer staring me eyeball to eyeball.
You sure it was a deer?
I got video.
You sure it wasn't an alien?
No, it was a deer.
Like a deer.
Big rack, and he stood there like, I don't know you. And I closed the trunk. He allowed me to get my camera out. I filmed it, and he just walked off like everything belonged to him.
Mule deer, white-tailed deer?
It was white-tailed.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show it to you at the end of the show.
All right. So there's that.
Yeah.
So we think deer are not aliens in disguise.
Not in Colorado.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you know, Milwaukee, they say fear the deer.
Oh, that's where you're from.
That's where I'm from. Yeah, the Bucks. You know, that was their big thing a few years ago.
Yeah.
Fear the deer.
Fear the deer.
Yeah.
Now nobody fears that deer.
Really?
No, nobody's afraid of the Bucks now.
They're second in the East.
So they got Doc Rivers. They ain't nothing. Yeah. He was a one-trick pony, and he's gotten paid.
They're going to win a championship.
Well, what?
They're going to win championship.
They may win a playoff game.
Nah, they're going to win championship. They're going to win it. They're going to win championship this year. I never say that. I'm going to say it now.
Okay.
Bucks are going to win the NBA championship. Okay.
You sound like Tony Kirk now.
No, Tony never says that. Tony always goes the other way. Always, yeah. Lou Holtz says, no, our team's terrible.
Yeah. He goes the other way, but he means the opposite.
I know. Well, you're right. By the way, coming up on the bottom of the hour today, today's show guest, John McClure, whose Texas High Tiger baseball team, if you looked at the score this morning, you had to think, are they playing football? They played Tyler and beat him 21-0 yesterday. That looked like a football score. Dee Dee was in here a minute ago. Said, "What? There used to be a 10-run rule. Yeah, you got to get to the fifth inning.
Get to the fifth inning, yeah.
21-0. You know, I'm not one to dog out another school, but Tyler may ought to rethink baseball. They may the Lions may go around and say, you know what, maybe it's time to do something else.
Have they ever been relevant?
In baseball, I don't know. I hadn't known enough about Tyler baseball to know. But that's not even – that plays like one of the Dallas schools. That's what that plays like. That's like you're playing some, you know – a district where there's one good team and four teams that combined don't win five games and three of them get in the playoffs.
One thing I've noticed by being up in Fort Worth in the Crowley area, there's a baseball, softball, or soccer field on every corner.
Yeah, I believe that.
On every
Is there
corner.
Anybody in them?
Yes.
They're playing?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
In Crowley.
Yeah.
In Crowley, I think.
Yeah.
I think you go into the city, I doubt anybody's playing baseball.
Oh, the streets that I take, I see quite a few people.
All right.
Playing baseball.
Yeah. It's not good baseball in Dallas most of the time, but
they got participation. It may not be good, but they got participation.
Yeah, all right. Well, anyway, John's coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we'll talk baseball with him. Lavender's on tomorrow, so we'll get his perspective on stuff. Today, you're obviously a huge Cowboy fan, and we always spend a little bit of time talking Cowboys when you're in here. But today I think I'm going to go south.
Houston
picked up Stephon Diggs today. For a second-round draft choice next year, not even this year.
Yep.
If I'm looking at skill position, Cowboys and Texans, spot by spot, I'm not saying the Texans will ever be relevant in comparison to the Cowboys in the state or even on the national scene. I'm saying 2024... I'm trying to struggle to find a position where Dallas is better than Houston at the skill positions on offense.
I will still put I'll put Dak up ahead of the quarterback to Houston.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, I'll put him up with Stroud.
See?
C.D. above.
Well, Diggs now.
Yeah, I put C.D. above Diggs.
See, I think they're a push.
Yeah.
Cowboys don't have a running back.
Nope.
They picked up Joe Mixon from Cincinnati.
Yep.
They got two other really good wide receivers that nobody's ever heard of. One who tore an ACL last year was on verge of probably setting a Houston rookie record for receiving yards.
Right.
They got our former tight end, Dalton Schultz, who they just signed to a pretty good contract.
Yep.
I don't know. They're not better at every one of the skill positions.
Well, you still got right guard.
I'm talking about the guys that touch the ball. The guys that touch the ball.
So you don't think a right guard is a skill position?
No, I don't. Skill position guys to me are guys that touch the ball. And I think across the board, Houston's skill position's better. I'll argue Stroud's better than Prescott.
But I always add the guard position as a skill position because you don't have them. You ain't going far with your offense. I believe that.
If you don't have an offensive line. No, I get it. I
understand. Not the offensive line, the guard position.
Just a guard position,
yeah.
I mean, you can have a Pro Bowl guard and everybody around him is bad. That doesn't do much.
Yeah, but still, he's actually the straw that makes the stairs to drink.
The offensive line drink go, huh?
Yeah.
He is. I was a bit weirded out yesterday when the rumor mill in the NFL started talking about Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott are not necessarily opposed to getting back together again.
10 carry game. That's it. That's all you ask him to do.
We let him go a year ago.
Yeah, but
he could have been a 10-carry game guy.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay him more money. Now you already got $6 million in dead cap money on it.
Yeah.
And you can bring him back for the veteran minimum, just like what the Steelers are doing with Wilson.
Right.
Same results. He's not going to be a starter. But when you get inside the red zone, just feed him.
Who's going to be a starter?
That's a good
I don't think
question.
He's on the roster yet.
No, I don't think he's on the roster yet either. I really don't.
How do you come into a season not really? And I know running back's the easiest position to draft and put into the game. Mm. I get it. Guys who had lots of carries in college are good running the football, learn the playbook, you're good to go. Run. Mm-hmm. Run away from guys.
But the running back position in the NFL now, going back to 10 years ago, every one of them on every team, it's a flip of coin. Because you don't know what you're going to get until you put them out there.
That's true.
You spend a first-round draft pick on them, second, third, or sixth or seventh round. How many sixth and seventh round draft picks, running backs or free agents, have made it above that first?
Oh, I get it.
Say, hey.
Yeah. I'm not big on putting first-round money into a running back. I'm just not. There's every couple of years you get one out of the draft and you go, that guy's probably that guy. He's probably worth the first-round pick and the money you're going to have to pay him. But the mileage on him is so hard. You know, I'm reading one guy who's talking about the Cowboys ought to consider Michigan's running back.
Yep.
But he's got a lot of carries on him.
Yep. Hardball running back. I wouldn't touch him.
Yeah. He had very good production in Michigan, but a lot of carries. So now you're going to put him in the league. And I know he had an injury a year ago, so he had a little bit limited carries 22. But for the 3 years that he's been the starter, he's got a pretty hefty workload that you've put on young legs. Mm-hmm. Now you're going to hand him off to the NFL where guys are bigger and faster, and you're going to ask him to be the guy, unless you find an Ezekiel Elliott who's going to get 10, 12 carries a game and be the supplemental guy. Mm-hmm. I just don't know you can trust a running back past a first contract.
Michigan running backs. Wisconsin running backs, most definitely. No pun to you.
No. I'm not disagreeing at all.
Hey, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Where's the proof? How many of them's really coming in the league and did something?
Well,
name me one. Wisconsin back. Name me one.
Well, the kid in Indianapolis right now.
How many years has he been in there?
He's bounced around a little bit. I mean, he was the desirable free agent a year ago, just couldn't make a contract work.
Yep.
Wisconsin's had serviceable back. Melvin Gordon. Mm-hmm. Melvin Gordon's a Wisconsin back. Mm-hmm. Monte Ball was a Wisconsin back. There are guys who are coming into the league. They aren't superstars. You're right. They had a big workload in college. Mm-hmm. They are serviceable running backs to come in and handle the workload for a year or two.
Yep.
And then you look at it and go, probably not.
I agree with you 100%.
Probably not.
That third-year window or that third-year wall – and they hit it. It's all downhill from there. They're one of them.
Jonathan Taylor. That's Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor. Yeah. Now, he's an outstanding running back, probably one of the top four or five in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that I trust him for long term because you're right. They mileage him up.
Mm-hmm.
They used to mileage him up. What they're doing now, of course, they got a new coach with a new offensive philosophy where they're going to go spread more than power running. So maybe that's different, but you're right. Historically.
The Ohio State running back. I can't think of his name off of my head. They went to Baltimore. He's been hurt every year he's been there. But he's averaged 5 yards a carry.
Okay. See, Jonathan Taylor was – oh, you said in Baltimore.
I can't think of his name. He's from Texas, too, a Texas kid.
He'll come up.
Yeah. And he would be somebody that I would take a chance on.
Okay.
Not for $1 million a year.
Not for $1 million a year. Nope. Oh, they're going to get $1 million a year.
Injuries.
You're going to get
$1 million. Hey. Beef it up.
You incentivize them.
Yeah.
Give them a certain number of carries. Yeah, I'll get you this much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't trust running backs, and I don't give them big contracts. But on the flip side, I want to go into the season knowing who my running back is. And if I'm the Cowboys right now, if I'm a fan of Dallas, I'm like, who's our guy? Mm-hmm. You let Pollard walk, and not that I'm upset about that, but you didn't sign anybody.
I'm going to say Pollard left.
You are?
Yeah, I'm a big Tony Pollard fan. He was hurt, and he gutted it out. And it cost him money.
It just didn't feel like he's an every down back. Man, maybe that's
the
way to go.
Maybe not. You gotta know what you got. The 49ers have a great scheme. They have running backs, but they don't have them tote the whole load.
Right.
You got situational
guys. Right.
And Dallas don't do that. McCarthy's not that type of guy to do that.
They better find a running back.
J.K. Dobbins.
There you go.
Yeah, that's
one. Say, if I give us a minute, our old brains will work.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break about 15 minutes after the hour. Leaving the yard, Chuck Zach, Chop Buchanan. John McClure coming up in about 15-ish minutes. If you're a Texas High baseball fan, stick around for that or come back. Do whatever you're doing. Come on back in about 15 minutes. We'll have John on with us. We'll take a break. We're coming right back, leaving the yard. You're on the Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Leaving the Yard, live at 5, Monday through Thursday afternoons. And Leaving the Yard Rewind, Tuesday through Friday mornings at 7 on 107.9 The Fan.
Alrighty, welcome back. 19 minutes after the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Chomp Buchanan, John McClure coming up next segment. So we'll keep you primed on that one. Just got off the phone with Paul, our guy Paul, who does the Texas High games. And I want to remind everybody, well, I say remind, I'm going to tell everybody, we got a call yesterday asking about, are you doing the LSU-Iowa women's game? I said yesterday, probably Monday. Mm-hmm. We got that call. I forget I wasn't here yesterday. And we were not. And so after that conversation, Paul and I kind of talked about this a little bit, and he looked into, can we get the women's championship game on? And so Sunday, whoever it happens to be, Iowa or UConn, South Carolina or North Carolina State, whoever's going to be the participants from the Final Four Friday night, Sunday is the women's championship game. We will have that game on the air. I got to look at what the start time is, but I'm assuming it's probably late afternoon, early evening on Sunday. So if you're a women's basketball fan, and this year who's not, we'll have the championship for you on Sunday. And we're having a little conversation about next year. And this is one of those I'm going to throw out there. If you're somebody that watches on Facebook and you want to just text in the thing, do A, do B, or you're somebody that's a caller, or you know our email address, or you can log on to message us on the fan or on ESPN, whatever your thing is. We're always looking for what do you guys want. What's a thing that you would like us to put on the air? Sometimes, you know, we know a lot of things are on television. If you're sitting in front of your TV, you can do whatever you want to. But we also know people work. Mm-hmm. Maybe during games that happen, or they're in their car driving, they don't actually get a chance to sit in front of the TV and watch some of the things. So we're always looking for what do you guys want. So Paul and I were having the conversation about next year's women's tournament and how much interest is there in broadcasting more of the games next year than just the championship game. Now, we're limited by time. You can't do everything. Mm-hmm. We can't have everything on, and we are certainly an affiliate for the men's tournament, and we will have that on from start to finish again next year. And a lot of the women's games are in competition with the men's games, same time, same day sometimes. But I'm arguing I don't know that the women's fan base is going to be as strong as it is this year because Caitlin Clark, you would expect, will have joined the WNBA. We heard today Angel Reese is going into the WNBA draft. Or am I wrong, and is the women's game just slowly elevating and producing stars, and it doesn't matter if one of them graduates and moves on, that the interest is there? Texas was number one seed out of their region this year. I don't know. If I'm asking, are you a guy that's watching any of the women's games?
I'm watching it, yeah.
You're watching the women's games?
But you left out one name that's going to be back next year, Juju.
Juju will be back.
Yeah. So she'll be a attention getter.
Sure. Well, there are others. LSU's got a handful of kids that are coming back, even though Angel Reese is gone. I don't know what Iowa's going to have, but UConn's always replacing a Paige Beckers, who's probably going to graduate this year.
I can't understand why she left.
Angel Reese?
Yeah. Just a pay cut. One heck of a pay cut.
Yeah, but maybe she's got her degree, and maybe she's done with school.
She don't have no degree.
I don't know what she's got.
Have no degree.
Well, why not? You're acting like she wasn't going to class. She's not Ben Simmons.
Inside information.
Oh, you don't think she actually been going to class?
I won't say not going to class, but that's she's not the focus.
She's not, well.
Let's put it that way. That hasn't been the focus.
How many athletes is it the focus of?
Well, that's why she was benched and
the beginning of the year.
The focus wasn't there.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to leave it at that.
Which is a funny, to me, double standard because LSU took full advantage of Simmons when he was in college, and we know he didn't go to class at all and basically said, I'm not here for school. I'm here for basketball. Mm-hmm. Nobody benched him. He did what he did, and when his season finished, he was finished, and he got into the draft, and you know we see what he's become in the league. He's not that good because of injuries.
You know what the income and salary is for a WNBA player first year?
Couple hundred grand.
Nope, $76,000.
But that doesn't preclude you from having your sponsorship deals like she would have NIL.
Who's going to sponsor you? Who's going to sponsor you? What? You're going to tell me you're going to get more sponsorship – same if you go to Phoenix, then you will in Baton Rouge. Come on.
Angel Reese might. Angel Reese might.
Not in Phoenix, she's not.
Yeah, but you're talking about local, and I'm talking about national. Will probably get national sponsorship deals.
Brittany Griner didn't.
Brittany Griner's a different cat, though.
But
Brittany DeGriner.
Household name.
Yeah, but Brittany Griner didn't come across as somebody that liked to be on camera. Angel Reese has crafted this persona for the last couple of years that she has, I mean, intentionally, the hair, the makeup, the nails, the wardrobe, the single leg. She's crafted her brand. I don't think Brittany Griner, we're going back 10 years. I don't think Brittany Griner was crafting a brand at the time. She was a basketball player, the end.
Okay.
But NIL didn't exist back then. Okay. And I think the girls now have become, and the guys, have become more attuned to creating their unique brand. And I don't know any, Caitlin Clark, everybody knows because she's breaking records and is always on ESPN. Angel Reese, everybody knows because she's crafted her brand the way she wants it to be. I think she's marketable and will make tons of sponsorship money.
It's not that she's not going to make tons, but she could make even more if she stayed one more year in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, but it's college isn't for everybody.
Well, it is when it comes to making money now.
But what else is she going to do? She's got a national championship. She's been back to the regional finals. Maybe it's just, you know, I can't imagine it's easy playing for Kim Mulkey. I think at some point in time you look around going, you know, I'm about to be a grown woman. I don't need to be yelled at anymore. I'm ready to go be a professional. Whether I take a pay cut, she's still going to be making a pretty good living.
Making a pretty good living, but not what she could have been making if she stayed in Baton Rouge. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but she risked then I'm going to do one more year and then I have no professional contract and no professional career.
Yeah, she'll get that. She'll get that. That's always going to be there.
Yeah. I don't fault her for going out and saying I'm ready to do the next thing.
Do you know Shedeur Sanders, Deion's boy,
sure,
quarterback?
Sure.
By staying in college this year, he's going to make more money this year than he will, not counting the first five draft picks this year, but those guys after those, he'll make more money than they will this year.
He's a little different, unique though. He's
but
got
it is what it is.
I know, but he's and I'm not disagreeing. But for him, he's not leaving a crazy yelling coach all the time.
His daddy,
leaving
come
his,
on.
Yeah, but his dad's the brand. Yeah. Shedeur is still crafting his around his dad. I don't blame him for staying, and I think he's got some teammates who are staying as well for a shot at maybe. Accomplishing what they didn't accomplish last year. They elevated Colorado up, but they didn't get to a bowl game or into the conversation about a playoff national championship. I think together they're going to try to do that one more time this year. I get it. I can see him staying, and I think the value for him is staying. I don't think the value for Angel Reese is staying. And I'm not arguing that there isn't some value there and that she might not even make more money. She's committed to college however much she goes from August through May. If I'm just playing basketball, I get drafted, I can go do modeling, I can do fashion, I can do all the other stuff, and school is not in the way. I think her thing's a different thing than his thing.
When she goes to WNBA, the first thing they're going to tell her is pick up some weight. And that goes your modeling stuff. Have you seen her in a swimsuit,
I have not seen her in a swimsuit.
She's nice looking.
Okay.
When she goes to WNBA and those big old girls like Brittany start pounding on her, hey, that body's going to change.
Well, our bodies change anyway. I used to be good looking in a bathing suit.
Oh, man.
Those days are long gone, John.
Oh, man, I just had dinner. You should have told me that. but serious business, though, it's gonna take a toll on her.
Well, okay, but she's young right now, and why shouldn't she go out and model or do whatever it is she's going to do? I didn't say she had to model bathing suits. She can model.
That's where the initial money comes in.
Well, okay.
Because she's already done that.
All right. Yeah. I think that she's about to craft a bigger brand than anybody else that we're talking about. Sanders may, but picking him out, if the two of them walked down the street in Texarkana, would anybody know Shedeur Sanders?
No.
Would they know Angel Reese?
No.
Yes, they would.
No, they would.
You tell me people would recognize Angel Reese.
Man, Angel Reese could walk down the hallway a little bit out, or maybe four or five people would recognize
her. Oh, no way.
You know how they would recognize her? They would recognize her as a female basketball player. Who she actually is, no.
Oh, come on. No way.
They would not.
Yes.
Oh, they would not.
The advantage she has is her face is always out there. Shedeur Sanders' face is always in a helmet, so you don't see his face. You see hers. I think she's marketable to the place where people would recognize her. She's been on TV for the last 2 years. The last year. The last year. I think she made a mistake Monday by crying.
Yeah.
I think she should have doubled down on her brand. Do the Trump thing. You double down on your brand, yeah, and you say, I'm whatever. I'm trash talker. It's who I am. Having your teammates go around, you going, oh, she's not, blah, blah, blah. You double down on who you want to be, who you are. You can't be the villain until the game's over and then go, I'm a sweet girl. And be the villain. Cash in on be Rodman. Rodman's wearing a wedding dress, for God's sakes. Double down on who your persona you've created and cash in on it.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you, man. We on the same page with that. That's what she should have done.
Yeah.
Instead of crying like little Bo Peep.
Yeah, shouldn't have cried.
Shouldn't have cried. Man.
Shouldn't have cried. I get you losing a game, and if you know you're going to go to the league, it's the last time with your girls and all that. I get that. Mm-hmm. That cry happens in the locker room. Mm-hmm. That cry doesn't happen in front of the camera.
Nope.
That's not what you do in front of the camera. Not did. For what you're trying to portray out there.
But I'm still going to tell you, she walked down that hallway today. People will recognize her as being a female basketball player. But not Angel Reese.
All right, I'm going to do this tomorrow.
Are you going to dress up like Angel
Reese? No. I'm going to put two pictures up on my screen tomorrow and for my classes. One of Shedeur Sanders with no helmet. One of Angel Reese. Not in a basketball uniform. Just in her whatever. Street clothes. Mm-hmm. See if the kids recognize either one of the two of them.
Let me tell you the story before we go to break.
I got music.
Okay.
Tell me the story when we come back. John McClure's coming next. 15 minutes. We got a chop story coming. Okay. I'll remind you. We're going to take a break. We'll talk Texas High baseball next with the head coach of the Tigers, John McClure. Here on Leaving the Yard. On the Fan 107.9 and ESPN 105.9.
At 107.9 The Fan, we've got winners.
Maggie Thomas.
Bobby Reese.
Sheila Howard.
Michael Blair.
Linda Scott.
Travis Wooter.
We've recently handed out thousands of dollars in cash to folks whose cars had our window stickers. We've also given away a wheelbarrow full of Easter chocolate. And while you're thinking about candy eggs this weekend, we're thinking about a big green one, plus meat to grill and water park passes. Info coming soon from Texarkana's local sports leader, 107.9 The Fan.
All families are different, and some have parents or children with little to no eyesight. But this doesn't stop them from sharing the work, play, love, and laughter of family life. Eyesight doesn't define a parent, a child, or a family. What counts is being together. Want to learn more? Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%. I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill Your Guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Now, here's the four states weather forecast from 107.9 The Fan.
Clear tonight with a low of 37. Maybe a little frost before 8 o'clock tomorrow, otherwise sunny at the high of 73. Clear tomorrow night, low of 42. Sunny Friday with a high of 77. Join us at our next live roadshow this Friday from 10 to 1 at the Bin Store and more next to Harbor Freight on New Boston Road. Enter that backyard barbecue giveaway.
Leading the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9 is presented by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
All right, welcome back. 25 minutes till top of the hour. Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Chop Buchanan sitting in for Razorback Billy Lavender today. And joining us live on our handy-dandy telly, which a couple of times ago didn't work. Today I know works fine. John McClure joining us live, the head coach of the Texas High Tiger baseball team, coming off a humdrum little 21-0 win yesterday over Tyler. 21, Coach?
Yeah, you know, we talked about this game more than we've talked about a lot of games because it's tough to get kids up when you know you should go win the game, but we handled it very well as far as our approach, and we kind of, you know, really stayed focused, and we came out and got the job done.
Is there a place in a 21-0 game you're like, all right, this just needs to get over already?
It definitely did. You know, I've been a part of a lot of 10-run rule games, but this one kind of in the fifth inning, it was like, come on, catch a fly ball or field a ground ball and throw them out. It kind of got to that point a little bit.
You guys, this is kind of like last year, I guess, for a minute. The schedule for you is kind of front-end loaded with the heavyweights in the district. You come out of the gate struggling a little bit with them. You find your pace, you get hot, and all of a sudden – Tigers are back in the conversation. Seems like the same thing happened this year.
It actually did. You know, through the first four games this season and last season, we were 1-3 this year and last year. And then at the end of the first round last year, we were 4-3. And this year, we're 4-3 as well. So, you know, we've won four in a row. And, you know, confidence is huge when you're talking about high school kids. And, you know, they really believe that we're playing really good ball right now, so we'll hope it continues through the second half.
I don't remember ever seeing in district a team have a 7-game homestand. You guys were kind of crushed by the weather a couple of times, and then all of a sudden this happens in the way scheduling and rescheduling's kind of occurred. Are you weirded out by 7 straight at home?
It's kind of been a crazy first half. You know, the first 5 games, we were on the road. And then the next 7 games after that, we've already played 2, but we've got 5 more at home. And then we'll finish up with the last 2 on the road. And I've never experienced that before. We were kind of laughing after we played Mount Pleasant last Tuesday, which was our 5th road game in a row, that we won't be on a bus again until April 23rd. So I think it really does make a huge difference, you know, getting on the bus and driving anywhere from an hour to 2 to 3 hours to some of our opponents versus playing at home. And I think it does make a huge difference. And, you know, just kind of thinking a little bit ahead with us not having turf, what's going to happen now is if we do get rained out or we can't play here in Texarkana, then we'll start pushing days back. And what that does, it messes with our pitcher as far as the pitch count and days rest, and it's also going to affect our opponent. So it's going to be interesting these next 2 or 3 weeks.
You mentioned turf. You preempted me a little bit. This is, again, the argument for why in the world are we going to – when are we – it's not when, not why, it's when. When is Texas High going to get turf? I know you can't answer that question. But it certainly makes the argument one more time that if you want to have a program that's competitive, you can't ask them to go 5-6 games in a row one direction and 5-6 the other, and then hope rain doesn't get you and you end up having to lose your home opportunities to play opponents.
Right. You know, I had a good friend of mine that actually coached me in high school. He was our assistant coach, Tracy Wood. He was a head coach at Waxahachie for 15 to 20 years, and now he's working for a turf company. And he called me before Christmas and was like, I guess everybody in Texarkana has turf. And I said, believe it or not, there is no turf fields in Texarkana. And he goes, that blows my mind. With as good a baseball as all 4 area high schools, that there's not turf in Texarkana. And, you know, the thing I told him was it's not necessarily the games, but it's the practice times you miss and not being able to get on your field. And there's, you know, tons and tons of advantages of having it versus not having it.
And obviously he agrees he's trying to make a sale.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, there's no doubt, yeah. He's working for a turf company, and he was just astounded with as good a baseball is here in Texarkana that there's that not one of the four high schools has asked turf field yet.
You know, you're in a district where – are you the only school now doesn't have turf?
Pine Tree is the other one.
Pine Tree.
There, of course, with realignment, they're dropping down.
Right.
And the schools we're adding, Nacogdoches and Lufkin, they all have turf. So now we will be the only school that doesn't have turf.
Are you frustrated a little bit by this? Because we sound like a broken record. Every time we get you on, it ends up focusing back around, not focusing on, but it ends up coming back around to games that we miss, practice that we miss, turf that we don't have, other places do. You just get the sense we shouldn't be having this conversation.
To some degree, but on the other side of that, being a coach and liking home field advantage and any type of advantage you could get, teams have a tough time when they come to play here because, like, you look at White House, Hallsville, Marshall, and Mount Pleasant, they've probably played 1 to 2 games all year on natural surface, and it does make a huge difference. It means outfield play, infield play. You know, pitchers, they're used to pitching on turf, and now you'll pitch off a natural surface mound, and, you know, you get in there, you dig out a hole, and you may not like the hole that the other pitcher has kind of dug out. So there are some advantages to it. But at the same time, it's just far as being able to, as long as it's not raining, we can get out and practice, or as long as it's not raining, we can get out and play.
John McClure, now you just made the argument why we shouldn't get turf.
I know, and that's what I was talking to somebody the other day. I said, I'm all for it, but at the same time, it's a bigger advantage than get those guys come play here on natural surface.
You're a glass half full kind of guy. That's all you are.
Yep, exactly.
Well, you know, I asked Riley Fincher about this the other day over at PG because obviously they're getting a new field probably in the next year, maybe two, by the time they get it open and done. But I asked him, what are you going to do with Hawk Field that you got over at the middle school campus now? And he said, oh, we're keeping it, and we're going to be practicing on it. He said, we'll be over here practicing a few times every month just because we got opponents that don't have turf, and we want to make sure we're sharp on a non-turf field too.
Yeah, see, we play Hallsville on Friday. And beside their baseball field, their turf field, they have a size field that's natural. So they played Pine Tree yesterday on grass, and then they'll come to Texarkana on Friday. But that whole week, they go over and they practice on their side field on the grass and the dirt. So, you know, it's kind of one of those things where kind of the haves and have-nots, but yeah. We'll make the best of it, and we'll make it work.
Well, let's go back to the best of it. Tanner Ross has showed up big this year. It feels like this was coming, and now here it is, that he's kind of taken the bull by the horns and really become kind of a leader on this team, isn't he?
There's no question. You know, he's had several good outings for us. Of course, he pitched against White House when we were able to beat them, and he now is our Friday starter, so he'll go against Hallsville. And then the next three Fridays in a row, he'll be starting for us. But I tell everybody with Tanner, some guys you see as a freshman and sophomore, and they kind of level out as far as improvement. But Tanner's one of those guys that you can see really noticeable difference from his freshman to sophomore year, sophomore to junior, and junior to senior year. And he just keeps getting better and better and better. And, you know, he's going to Henderson State. And, you know, by the time he's 21, 22, as long as he is and the leverage that he's kind of figuring out with throwing and hitting, I think he's got a really bright future ahead of him.
You're always looking for leaders. Is he one of those guys that's started to take that mantle on? A lot of guys don't rah-rah. They just do their thing and they're quiet. If I'm looking at Tanner, and I had him in a class a year ago, I'd wish him to be a little more outspoken. Has he started becoming that?
No, he really hasn't. Nope. And that's his personality.
Right.
But he's one of those guys that's going to do things right. The physical part of it, he's going to run every ground ball out. He's going to have good body language. He's going to work his tail off. And it's kind of funny you say that. Last night, after the game, we were in the locker room, and I said, Tanner, you're starting on Friday. What uniform do you want to wear? And he said, well, I don't know. And then about three other guys chimed in, and he just agreed with them. So he's not the guy that, you know, you've got to speak to him to start a conversation. But he's a really good kid, and he kind of lets his actions do more of the talking than him actually talking himself.
There you go. John McClure, thank you so much for the time. Good luck against Hallsville. Big game coming up Friday night. If you're a Tiger fan, you need to get out there and support them, because this one matters a great deal. Hallsville's up at the top of the district. Texas High trying to continue climbing. They're at fourth right now and going up. Thanks so much, Coach, for the time. And, again, good luck on Friday.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
All right. We're coming right back.
See you.
That's John McClure from Texas High. Quick break. Chops back on the mic when we return here on Leaving the Yard.
The Bush Guide, cold and smooth survival skills. For a successful stint in the great outdoors, pack accordingly. Place heavy essentials near your spine for stability in rough terrain, with light items near the bottom. Now, you may be wondering, where does the Bush Light go? In your stomach.
Bush.
Head for the mountains. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2023 Anheuser-Busch Bushlight Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
With custom signs and graphics from Fast Signs, you can say anything. Invite the world to discover that thing that makes your business unmistakably yours. Make your statement in lights or metal, on a van, across the windows. Make it unforgettable. Together, anything is possible. Bright ideas, brilliantly executed, can turn the mundane into the marvelous. Transforming your space begins at our place. Power your business visibility and make your statement with Fast Signs. Visit fastsigns.com.
Don't miss the 79th annual Four States Fair and Rodeo, April 5th through April 14th. Brought to you by Farmers Bank and Trust and Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Monster trucks, demolition derby, and rodeo action. Carnival rides, concerts, the Ag Learning Center, great fair food, and more. Tickets are on sale now at the Four States Fair box office or fourstatesfair.com. The 79th annual Four States Fair, April 5th through April 14th. This ad paid for with a combination of state and regional funds.
Spring is here. It's time to give your lawn and garden the care it deserves. Miller Buoy Supply has a great selection of garden seeds and plants, and when it comes to maintaining your lawn and garden, they've got you covered. Miller Buoy Supply has the chemicals, fertilizers, garden tools, and equipment you need. Miller Buoy Supply, where your green thumb dreams come to life. Visit them today at 1007 West 3rd Street, Texarkana, Texas, and 103 South Madden Street, Foreman, Arkansas. Happy gardening.
With an eye on issues in the Arklatex, this is Community Matters.
CASA, or court-appointed special advocates, train and empower community volunteers to be the voice for abused and neglected children in the welfare system. And locally, CASA serves 8 counties in Northeast Texas and Southwest Arkansas. Volunteers come from all walks of life. No degree in social work or even a legal background is needed, just a commitment to make each child a priority. To learn more or volunteer, click CASATexarkana.org.
Texarkana Media Center cares about the community. 100%. Texarkana.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Keeping you updated on happenings in the Twin Cities.
This is 107.9 The Fan's Community Calendar.
The Tough Cookie Foundation is gearing up for their Reggae Sumfest June 1st with Jamaican chef Carlene James from 6 to 10 at Silver Moon on Broad, 217 West Broad Street, Texarkana, Texas. Tickets for one, $60, for two, $100, for a table of eight, $400. Call 903-293-7093 for ticket information.
You're listening to Leaving the Yard on 107.9 The Fan and ESPN 105.9. Brought to you by Liberty ILO ISD and our studio sponsor, Eagle Distributing.
A 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If we could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If we could call out a...
All righty, 10 minutes till top of the hour, Leaving the Yard. Chuck Zach, Chop Buchanan with you. Tomorrow, Razorback Billy back in the chair. We'll get to hear his exploits for... gosh knows what he's been doing for the last week. I don't like not having track of Billy for a whole week. There's no telling what kind of trouble he's in. Probably like Rashi Rice. Ooh. Probably speeding around Dallas in some high-dollar sports car. And
that is so common. You can hear him at night.
You can?
Yes. I don't know where they're at, but you can, I know because I'm a gearhead.
Right.
I know what they're doing. I can hear him.
He's lucky.
No, he ain't lucky.
Well, he's lucky he walked away.
Well,
he's lucky nobody died. And six-car accident that he and I, it sounded like somebody driving a Corvette and he driving a rented Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Sound like they were racing.
It's going to cost him some money. It may cost him his career.
You know, you hope it taught him a lesson,
mm-hmm.
but I don't put a lot of stock in that because we know how young people in particular think they're invincible.
Yep.
And nothing bad's ever going to happen. And this is just fuel on the fire of C. Yeah, I mean, I got in a wreck, but so what? I can afford the money. I can afford the pay for the car. My insurance will cover the car, the $250,000 Lamborghini. I can cover that. I'm an NFL player.
But I can't condemn him.
I'm not condemning.
Because I used to do it.
Yeah. Jeez.
I used to.
You were young, too.
Yeah. I loved
it. We were all young.
I mean, loved it.
And there's a place for it.
Place for it.
It's not... cruising up and down public highway, though.
South Kings Highway.
You just can't do that. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah.
You were young and stupid. We all were.
Mm-hmm.
But.
The chicks dig it.
The chicks dig it. Yeah. Oh, my God. See, Chop, if Rashi Rice is listening to this right now, he's going, I'll be back out there on Saturday. Chop's saying, why not?
Okay, he may learn his lesson, but there's 1,000 of them just like him.
I know.
And they're going to do it.
The weird part is there's opportunities to do it without putting other people at risk.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that hard to find those opportunities if you're willing to recognize the fact that you're not the only one in the world.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Me and my daughter, we were standing in our driveways last Friday evening in a new subdivision in Crowley,
mm-hmm.
watching the four-wheel races. Up and down the street.
I don't know. I get it. I get the need for speed. I get all that. I just don't get it on public roads. I just feel like, you know, we've seen so many people have the worst results possible happen. If you don't injure or kill somebody else, you walk out, and if you're lucky, you walk out. Otherwise, you're in a chair for the rest of your life. And we seem to not, like I said, we think we're invincible. Nothing bad's ever going to happen, and let's go faster.
And the caveat to that is 30 minutes after they were done, here come Daddy, come up the road in a customized 66 Chevrolet Caprice. Oh, man, it was thumping.
Right.
And he had to show me that it
could thumping. Move, too.
Yeah, he's burning rubber.
Right.
So that's where the kids get it from.
Right. No, I'm not saying the kids don't come by it honest. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying Rashi Rice had a lot to lose if that had gone badly.
Mm-hmm.
He may still lose a lot.
Yeah.
I kind of don't think he will. I kind of think you're the voice of reason that probably within the Kansas City Chief organization, somebody else is saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's stupid. He's young. He's going to do what he's going to do. He got lucky. Hope we'll talk to him. The league will talk to him. We'll try to impress it upon him, but I don't think they take his career over it.
Zeke used to do it.
Zeke will probably come back and do it.
Mm-hmm. He used to do it.
You said you had a story. I don't want to lose your story here.
Oh, the story.
Yeah, you had a story.
I'm not recognizing people just to clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
When Corey was a rookie with the Blue Jays, I went to spring
Corey
training.
Corey Thurman.
Yeah, I went to spring training with him, and they're playing the Red Sox.
Okay.
And I'm standing on the fence, and there's a guy on the other side of the fence. And we having this conversation. We just talking. I don't know the guy from Adam, so I think I didn't know him from Adam. Game's over. Corey come out of the dugout. Hang on. I see you met my friend Pedro Martinez.
Oh. Hello.
Hello. And I said, oh, gosh. Didn't recognize so him.
Didn't recognize
him. I never seen
him
when I know uniform.
Street clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got distinctive. For a guy who always wore a cap. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. He always wore a cap. Mm-hmm. And so you don't get the full
Jerry
face
Carroll
thing.
Flowing.
Yeah.
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah. If you've never seen him without a cap, I could see that. But mm-hmm. Angel Reese, we've seen without anything on their head. Her hair's out flowing.
You haven't seen her in a dress and maybe some nice jeans. You haven't seen her like that.
Well, I'm still going to argue we'll know who she is. Anyway. Baseball. You mentioned baseball. Okay. Rangers, bad luck to start the year. Josh Young with a broken wrist. Mm-hmm. Apparently that surgery that he had yesterday was not as clean as they wanted it to be. They went in and had to do a little bit more than they anticipated when he got hit on Monday, Sunday, whatever day it was. They're talking at least 2, maybe 2.5 months he's out. Mm-hmm. This is only the second year of his career as a professional. He missed 40 games last year because of a broken thumb. Mm-hmm. They missed him at third base. They got him back for the stretch run, and obviously it was important, you know, for the Rangers to get that first World Series title. But this is not a good way to start the year for the Rangers.
Nope.
They got a win today, got a good performance from Nathan Eovaldi, mm-hmm. a couple of relievers combined, but that's – you can quickly find yourself in trouble with young players mm-hmm. getting hurt constantly. Ask Will Middlebrooks, a guy who got dinged up a lot in his career for things that he had no control over, and then all of a sudden you got a wrist that's broken or you got a leg that's foot that's broken. I mean, all of a sudden the career's mm-hmm. shortened dramatically because of those constant nagging injuries.
I'm going to see the Rangers on the 14th of May.
Are you?
Yes, pink out.
Against?
I don't know who they're playing. My daughter's just saying we're going.
It doesn't matter.
They get the tickets, I just go.
All right.
That's the way it is, man.
I hear you. I understand. Are you a Ranger fan? You watching the Rangers?
I haven't watched them yet. I listen to them.
But so you're going to start that process?
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there.
They were on the radio this morning, by the way. Early start time. Getaway in Tampa. So they had an early start. Tomorrow we don't have a Ranger game on. We do have an NBA game tomorrow night. It's the only thing we've got on the air. That'll be on ESPN tomorrow night. Friday, Texas High Baseball here on The Fan, Liberty ILO Baseball over on KTFS on News Talk. And I'll loop it back around to Arkansas High for a minute. Razorbacks got an impressive win yesterday. They beat Sheridan 6-5. Kind of like Texas High started slow in district. Razorbacks started slow in conference. Mm-hmm. They've picked up a hand, I think, 3 in a row now in conference play and are getting back into the conversation about a postseason spot. So we'll keep an eye on them, and I may reach out to Coach Wilson, see if we can't get him on again here real quick. But they had a no-hitter a week ago, combined no-hitter, and then a much-needed win over Sheridan as they're working their way up the standings. So keeping an eye on them as well. Leopards last night. I made the conversation with some folks in a group chat we were doing overnight. It's just it was a weird ball game last night. Mm-hmm. They scored 8 first inning runs, but Pittsburgh had 5 first inning errors. How many times have you heard that before? 5 errors in one inning. The entire infield had an error, and the left fielder dropped the ball.
Well, the first time they played them when I was there,
they
weren't very good.
No, they weren't good. No, they weren't very good. W.T. Jones, 5 at-bats, 4 walks.
Intentional?
No. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't throw strikes.
Wow.
Top 3 in the order were 15 at-bats, 13 times they got on base. Mm. You can win a lot of games. You put your top 3 on 13 times in 5-inning game.
Most definitely.
And Young, you and I were mentioning it off the air. Young Leopards. They won the JV championship earlier this week. And then I watch Arian Taylor, who's hit a few home runs in the early part of the season before we got into district. They stick him in the game to go just go in and pinch hit with a big lead, and he just destroys a ball. If you're a Liberty ILO fan of baseball, you're going to graduate WT and a couple other guys this year, but you got some guys down in the JV squad that are about to come up, and this run is not even close to being over.
Hope I'll be there.
You better be there.
Hey, I'm going to get some Renegades tickets, too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Right. I was going to go this past weekend, but my daughter had me doing some daddy things. I missed it.
We're out of time. It's good seeing you again.
Always a pleasure, my man.
Back again tomorrow. You've been listening to Leaving the Yard. Thanks to John McClure. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you missed any of today's show, hear it again tomorrow morning at 7 on 107.9 The Fan. Or on demand anytime at thefan1079.com. KCMC and KTFS Texarkana.